I want to go right the way from the front garden all the way through, all the way up to the top garden. But he says you can't go between the houses with them because of the foundations.
Not only that, light as well. If you go above 6 foot, you're obstructing the light from the next door neighbours, which is illegal.
Yeah, he won't obstruct no light though, because I told you the sun's right up out the back and it shines down the garden.
If that is above 6 foot, I would make a complaint.
And you don't get no light between the two houses anyway. Because we always have to have our kitchen.
So you get on all right with your neighbours?
Yeah, well they're going soon anyway, another 2 or 3 years, they're old age pensioners and the house is too big for them, so they're waiting for, waiting to move, and that's why I want to get it, get this hedge growing before the next
one. One side is trying to sell the hedge, and the other side they're going to move,
Well you can imagine why,
can't
you?
Yeah, yeah.
And the old boy next door, he's alright, well the woman next door, she's alright. You never see much of
them.
Why?
Well, you want to go on holiday.
Yeah, well, he's already turned around and told my mother he's not looking.
I know.
Well,
you're
talking about that farm, aren't
you?
It's too good. It's stupid, though. It's too close.
That's what I said. For
an
edge.
It's too close.
That's how they sell twice as many. That's what
see, you've got to imagine that as they grow older, you'll kill them off like that.
They said for an edge 6 foot high, plant 18 inches apart. For an edge 10 foot high, plant 24 inches apart. And for anything over that, plant.
Yeah, but you won't keep it at 6 foot high. You'll miss out a couple of years without trimming it.
And then all of a sudden, they'll be so high.
Yeah,
so I have
smart,
just let it
grow. Yeah. Sorry, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Bill. I can imagine you've actually come a few years' time and then come in and say, you've got to go, I'll copy the
eggs. You'll
get one of these powered trimmers, yeah. And the first thing you do is
chop his leg up.
Yeah,
chop
the
mains back.
Chop his leg up as
well. So I've got the actual mains cable for the pond and all that running along that edge. That should be in the ground actually. I just strapped it to the metal fence all the way along.
So
it's
got an electric fence?
Yeah. Big style electric fence.
Yeah, but can you imagine it's a Christmas when he puts Christmas lights all around 125 trucks?
Yeah.
That's right.
4 sets or 5 sets.
You said 50 only starts from sort of like the house and goes halfway up the garden. So it's 50 gone up one side, I've got to get 50 to go the other side. I want 50 to go across the garden. So they're going to go across the garden and cut the garden in half, you see.
But I think cut the garden in half,
I
keep the trees right
at the end. No, they are, and they're going to go all the way around the top section as well. But I just wanted to get the bottom section done first. Get some of that plant food and keep them fed well, that was right. When the old boy comes round in a few weeks' time with the old horse manure, spread some of that round and that'll make them grow as well.
How do you want to keep making that growth we can up without that much?
And out we dig this pond out in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that plastic any good?
Well, no, not really.
It's no good.
No, I'll get some, you know. What I'll do, I'll use...
Wasn't enough of it.
Well, it got holes in it, Dave.
Did it? Oh, I don't know. I just don't know. I just grabbed it from one at the garage.
Yeah. I thought I'll use that to lay under the actual...
You'll find two with that caps missing.
Well, go on. Go down Ellis and Everard and see how much your package is. And buy yourself a pack, because when you open it all out, it's a huge great squares of the stuff. Yeah, well, you know, pieces of it. you've got two or three layers of the stuff. So if one goes, at least you've got another one safe underneath.
So we've got to get the same sort of material though as what the other line is. So I want to stick the two liners together to make one great big pond, you see, right the way across the garden. But the other pond's only about 2 foot deep. This one's going to go down to about five foot deep, I think, 4 or 5 foot deep.
That is stupid. I mean, what do you want to find 4 or 5 foot deep?
Keep some decent fish in it. Because my cousin's is 5 foot deep, maybe six. I think he's six.
Is
there
any youngsters in the garden?
No, it's
a bloody death.
There's going to be none of that. Youngsters, that's it, that's what you say. Right, little boy, go into the garden, tie some bricks around your head and pull it. We never know, because anyone wants them. Oh, look at your cow. Kids, I'll look at you. Japanese koi carp. Is it Japanese?
That's what you need in that deep.
Yeah, carp. That's right. Then,
so are you going to keep koi carp?
Yeah, koi carp in it. I've got koi carp in my little one.
Have you?
Yeah.
I thought you only had just normal goldfish in there.
No, there's goldfish in it, but they've got koi. I've got three koi in there, I think. One's a real nice one as well.
You need it, that deep koi carp.
You do.
It's nearly as deep as me.
I'll probably go down about 4 foot.
Because I'm 5'7".
Hey, man. We'll see how deep we can get.
When you start digging about 6 foot, though, it starts taking a long time. Is your missus now looking
at you? Okay. Yeah, I said Marcus is going to come over and help me dig it.
What's she saying?
And you get clouds of smoke wafting out the top of the pot.
Andrea can be over there.
Getting the teas in and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Teasing.
Just go, pop your tea. Yeah, I'll definitely come over if Andrew's there. It'll be at the weekend, won't it?
Well, this one.
Yeah, the one that's been in the sun.
They have been in the sun. Nearly empty, Jeff.
Well, that's what's left there, yeah.
Really badly, my stomach. Oh, it's going all hot.
It's when you burp in a minute, all the acid.
Oh, that's horrible, that is. Just stays in your throat for about 2 hours. Oh, stomach's getting so hot.
I'm only going to be 4 foot. It won't be 4 foot deep all over, it'll start off about 2 foot and then slightly slow down to a deep part.
Yeah.
And I might just go, bang. I might just slant the saw. Oh, we'll see. We'll design a decent pond.
I'll design a decent pond.
Oh, what happened in the end? That'll do. Dig your garden up the swimming pool. What are they saying?
You'd have to come over and pick me up.
We'll have to do it on a couple of days when Carol was at work. You could sit in the box on a chair.
Well, decide when you're going to I was going to say, decide when you're going to do it and have days off work, but they wouldn't let us both have days.
No. Days off work, dig holes in bloody gardens.
These boards have never ended. I've been seeing them to do this for hours. I'm gonna burp. Yeah, you definitely want to slow the pond down. Because if you have it that day all over, the fish will just swim at the bottom, you'll never see them.
No, there's koi carp come to the top. My cousins, they're really weird. You need to feed them, they come to the top. No, because the water stays crystal clear.
Does it?
Water in my other pond's crystal clear. You can see it straight down to the bottom. Another thing, I want this edge quite high to keep the sun off my pond. If you get the sun on the pond too much, it goes green.
Yeah.
If you shade it, like my cousins as well shade it, it stays crystal clear permanently. Mind you, it's got a good filter system, it's got a UV light in it, which wipes out the spores, what kill them, what make them lanky.
I want an ultraviolet light on my fish tank.
So when the water comes back out of the filter, it goes through this pipe, right? This big unit type thing.
Yeah.
The water flows by and it's got an ultraviolet light in it. And the ultraviolet light rays kill off the spores or something, or produce some plankton.
About 30 boards left. There might be enough. Don't lie. What time are you coming out tomorrow?
Probably
if it goes
from about 8, I suppose.
Check down Spencer Power first. Give us a garden. Mm. council come round our house, they'd say, yeah, as if your garden's this big.
See, perhaps planting them closer together. Instead of the roots going outwards, they probably go downwards.
Yeah.
Might do. There must be a reason why they say plant 8 inches apart. For all the edges I've seen, they've been about 18, 2, 4 apart, about that far apart.
I'll have a look, see how far around they're apart, so the garden.
For me cousins, here's ones he put in there, they're about 2, 4 apart. Ages to grow. Now it's grown, it's a real good edge. But actually, no, it isn't a real good edge, it's got massive, great gaping holes in it now and then.
Who's that? Andrew's old man.
It's around that summer house.
Has this one got a summer house?
Of course, it's got a summer house. We're going to have a summer house built in our garden.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's once the conifers are all growing well. We're going to have a garden shed, a greenhouse. And I'm going to build a summer house at the garden up more somewhere around where the pond is.
Like a proper greenhouse.
Yeah, so we want a proper greenhouse. Don't know anybody's got one, do you?
No.
One of those aluminium greenhouses.
They cost a lot of money, though, don't they?
Well, no, that's why.
Because they're made out of aluminium, and you've got from the glass is really expensive material.
Garden sheds
are
bloody expensive as well.
Yeah, a couple of £100, don't they? My mate used to fit sheds, garden sheds. Had these little card with Chad on it that said, "What, no shed?" I remembered that record this morning, I just didn't have time. I'll bring it tomorrow. I even got it out. But you know.
I want the garden shed. Well, I was thinking of getting a big garden shed, just getting one of those lean-to greenhouses and lean it up against the garden shed. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a bloody greenhouse on its own, if it's windy up every day, they'd take off. Seriously? When we had a gale, it was a couple of years ago. I was in the kitchen making a cup of tea and I could hear all this glass smashing. And I went, what's going on? Because the wind whistles across the field, it's all open fields.
Yeah.
It flies down their garden and in between the 2 hours it acts like a wind tunnel and you get gale force when it's blowing down there. And of course, I opened their back door and there were panes of glass flying past.
No.
Yeah, between the 2 hours, literally big panes of glass. And they were flying down and as soon as they got away from the house, so it opened up again. And they were crashing down all over my drive and all over the road out there.
Where were they from?
From the greenhouse. Something fell in the greenhouse and broke a pane, which allowed the wind to get into the greenhouse, which was oh dear me. As soon as the wind got into the greenhouse, it started blowing the other panes out.
Yeah.
And as soon as the panes were being blown out, it was such a force, it was blowing them between 2 hours and smashing on the road. And in the end, once a few more panes had gone, that was it, the whole greenhouse. I was sat there watching this greenhouse and just suddenly launched itself off the bit and went, what? Over air fence went smash, there were glass everywhere for weeks afterwards when I was cutting the lawn. Yeah, there were lots of glass going, smash, shatter. Cost him loads of money to get more.
Glass is really expensive now. Money, wow. Travis. Think about people with the names A, isn't it? Beginning with A. Andrew. Anne. Annette. That's Dave if he knows Annette.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Annette.
Oh, yeah, I told this old girl, yeah, that told me that joke. I told her that I had you at work with it yesterday, right? She goes, oh, I know another one, right? And it was that tree one. I'll go, no, I wouldn't know that. You must have got that. Where did you hear that from?
Is it Nolan?
So is that Lydia?
A Lydia Dustbin?
Yeah.
Do you know a Lydia?
A Lydia Dustbin. It's quite funny, really.
Jeff
going, oh, David
Mark's
going to
meet a girl tonight, blah, blah, blah.
Jeff thinks everything's his business.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, box has gone?
I don't know.
I bet a stay tuned in it, didn't it?
No, they've gone scrap.
How do you know?
Because I heard him say yesterday, Pete sent spoilers from them. If stay tuned, having a lorry come to take any cardboard away as favourite. It's all those record sleeves, stay tuned's got to see.
They must have loads of records.
They're all gone now, scrapped.
Have they?
Hmm.
I wonder about them. There's loads of UB40 records out there.
I don't know.
I could have done that. I like UB40.
No.
Yeah.
Got a rat in the kitchen, what am I gonna do? Got a rat in the kitchen, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna get that rat to
the floor. I've done me in lifting those boxes.
Carol likes UB40. Big stuff, she's been to see him.
Yeah, I know she likes UB40.
How do you know?
Because when I come over to ask when Andrew was there, you know, and she was going for all those records.
Mm.
She got a UB40 record out. And I said they were all good band. I said then. Because that was a, you were out of what? Elvis Presley records, weren't
they? Elvis Presley?
Salad,
man. Yeah, you'll be safe. Well, I'm as skinny as you. Yeah.
You'll never make it.
Of course I will. You'll be safe.
Well, you're going to have to keep it up for about a month before you notice any difference.
I've already noticed any difference.
Oh.
You might not be, but I am.
Instant loss of weight.
I'm feeling healthier.
Mayor.
Is it? When I become the mayor of Bruce. I'm going to ban the cigarette from Russia. And I'm going to ban knobheads. All single men will have to be shot over the age of 40.
That's gentle. What are you doing, Jeff?
No.
Mark Briggs is entering Earthling Bar.
She's a doing the week, Daddy. She comes out at 8 o'clock. Oh, 9 o'clock. I've got to go anyway.
Yeah. Under the sun.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I don't have to be back. It was only the last week before I went back early because Kel didn't know I was out.
Yeah, she did, because you went out with Gavin.
Yeah, but that's all she thought. She still didn't realise that after Gavin had gone that I got in the car and come over and see you.
Didn't she know?
No. Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
None the wise.
Very good.
But the only way she completely stopped me going out tonight is to not give me no money. Then I won't have got no pet, and I won't be able to go.
Come back
and sit down here, eh? You can't have no rude conversations up here, Jeff. I'll put them 10 in.
looks like more than 10 there, though. How much is petrol down the Tesco's now? How much is it? How much is that a litre?
44.45.
Is that expensive?
Yes.
We went past the garage yesterday, they were 52p a litre.
Yeah, that's the...
on the way to Earthenborough. That garage just before Earthenborough, the last one in
Russia.
Yeah. I think it was the water tree, yeah. It's because it's a small garage, isn't it?
No.
In the middle. Two petrol pumps. Oh, I remember that being the garage. Still got the tanks there. They've built houses on top of it now.
They left the tanks there, did they?
Built the houses on top of them.
What do they do? Fill the tanks with concrete or sand?
It had been years since, 20 odd years ago, since the garage was ever used, so...
You got your paving slabs, man. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
put a 1 pound cement. They're only little slabs. You can't need 400 of the little ones, so you might as well just get 200 of the big ones.
Always tell Jeff everything. Nah. We're still going to be short of these. There was more than 10 in that pack.
How many were
there? Don't know. I haven't used them yet. Still reckon we're going to be short though. Oh yeah. Ow. Nah. There's some of those grey ones, can't use them though, can we? Those grey ones. Because they're not for this board, are they? They're for that other dodgy board. Did Dave ring up about that Odyssey? Just going to leave it. Quite a few of these short actually. know where one is in the bin. Snap. Well, it ain't snapped, it's just creased. But I can put it in, can I? I'll put it in because I've sent some boards like that last time. Creased bits. As if we've run out of these.
Like when you send enough, so we never count.
Yeah, no, I didn't count out the income, did we? Only the ICs.
So we've been lucky here.
I need another six and that's it.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, them might be some more, aren't you?
If not, have a look down the
Have a look in those bins, innit? There's bound to be some in there. Well, there might not be, but there should be some in those bins.